E-tailer One Day Only launched an index to better understand South Africa's online behavior in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. They've just released their latest index and have made some interesting findings. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Lorian Venter. She's the director at One Day Only. Thanks very much, Lorian, for joining us. Anecdotal evidence, stories from national retailers and others seem to suggest a fair uptick in online shopping. What's your observation been in this regard?
Well, we've definitely seen a major uptick over the last year. We found that we were 67% up on our sales from last year. And that has definitely been because of the COVID pandemic and because of people being in lockdown. They've definitely found the convenience of shopping online to be a huge draw card. And now we are obviously trying to see that those guys who have joined us in their time have stayed on as customers.
Mm. So what trends did you see in terms of the age groups who are actively using online shopping?
We saw something very, very interesting in terms of the age groups. The vast majority of the online shoppers definitely fit between the 25 and 54 age group. The 25 to 34-year-old age bracket is down 4% from the last odometer that we did in November last year. But the 35 to 44 and the 45 to 54 age brackets are up by 2% respectively. And although it might look like the younger age groups are shopping less, it's actually possible that this could be linked to the effects of the long-term lockdown. And it's an indicator that the 35 to 54-year-old brackets are actually becoming more comfortable with making more frequent purchases online.
Mm. So what are the key products that people are buying out there? I know they're buying everything, but what stands out?
Definitely, we're finding that tech products are the most searched for items. And in terms of our odometer, we had 43% of the people actually looking for tech products. These include things like second screens, computers, noise-canceling headphones, and that definitely feeds into the work-from-home trend. And in terms of actual products sold, I've got a little lump in my throat.
Bless you.
In terms of actual products sold, we're finding that homeware products have sold incredibly well. Because people are obviously spending time at home. So those include things like beds, pet beds, duvets, duck feather duvets, et cetera. So people are definitely wanting to feel more comfortable in their home.
Mm.
And we've also got appliances. 32% of the people were actually looking for appliances. And this is obviously people spending time at home, looking for either the big appliances or small appliances like kettles and toasters. And then things like air fryers are top sellers of the year last year.
Yeah. What about the issue of payment security? We know that was somewhat of a deterrent for many South Africans before, but clearly that's changed.
There definitely is a big deterrent to people shopping online, and it has been in the past. And it really is up to us as online retailers to educate people in A, finding websites that are reputable, B, knowing what to look for in a reputable website, a little padlock at the top to see that a website is secure. And C, we found that we need to offer people various payment methods so that they can actually pay in the way that they feel comfortable paying. So, for example, if people don't feel comfortable handing over their credit card details, we've also got the EFT payment options that are available to people, or even the SnapScan options, which also uses a credit card, which is just a different method of payment. So there are ways for people to feel comfortable by A, finding reputable websites, B, knowing what to look for on a reputable website to see that it is safe and secure, and C, finding different payment methods. Mm.
So as we're under less strict lockdown rules, do you think e-tailing may taper somewhat, or it's now going to be a way of life for many more people?
Well, definitely in terms of the index that we did, we found that 51% of people said that convenience was the number one factor that they were looking for in an online, in making decisions of their online purchases. So this definitely is not something that we see is going to be a problem in the future. You know, people are still going to find the convenience of it to be important. They also were looking for great deals and products. So both of these things actually really do hit the things that people are looking for. So definitely in terms of our findings, we haven't found that there's a dip. We are finding that people a lot more people did start shopping online last year during the lockdown, but we have found that they are continuing to shop with us in the months that have followed.
Yeah, your report is quite detailed. I mean, you look at things like the most preferred device that people use to shop with.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay, so we found that that definitely in terms of shopping devices, most people are preferring to shop on mobiles, many more so than actually preferring to shop on desktop. But only 4% of people are choosing to shop with their tablets. So definitely tablets are not what people are looking for right now. But most people are wanting to shop on mobile, and more people are still wanting to shop on the mobile version on the website version on their devices rather than preferring to shop on the app. But we have launched an app last year, and we definitely are finding that more people are starting to prefer and moving towards shopping on an app.
Lorianne, thank you very much for your time. That was Lorianne Fenter. She's a director at One Day Only.